podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Around, you always take a piece of me with you. Oh yeah, a ghost it seems has made its way to the river pass again. Knows when you're afraid. Oh yeah. Somewhere something ugly lurks within the dark again.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Don't wake me up in the morning unless I told you to. And if you go against my will, you'll probably dodge a shoe. I'm probably still drunk and hungover from last night's party. I know I got drunk as a motherfucking skunk. Last night I barely slept, my mind reset, running on fumes. It's time to roll over the bolts of a let's play some tunes. Well, it's not nice to wake
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, OutRockRadio.ca, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, RootaRooRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California, xrpradio.co.uk in Birmingham, United Kingdom, where you will also hear me live this Saturday doing an episode of Friendly Fire. If you're not sure what that is, go to buildscene.com. It's all explained there. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 615. With me tonight is Kyle of Thoriaca, and I got a thumbs up on the pronunciation.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Bill? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
I saw your face when I said 615.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
It
that's
is.
Amazing. Yeah, that's a great achievement.
September 14th, 2004 was the first Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, it's been a long run.
It has. It's morphed.
It's like a year before four of us had originally gotten together as a band, so we've been playing together for quite a while.
The show can drive.
Yes.
And has been doing so for a little while.
Nice.
So let's start off with one of the few cliche questions that I ask, which is where did the band name come from and what does it mean?
Great question. So we had spent honestly a couple months when we first got back together. Originally we were called For What It's Worth. Actually, originally back in 2006, we were called Fusion. And then in 2013, we changed our name to For What It's Worth. And then 2014, I had moved to Boulder, Colorado to go to school. And when I came back, we added a new member and we're like, okay, we're a new band. We have to come up with a new name. And every name that we tried, we would look up and somebody would already have it. We'd just every single one, we were like, oh, that name is awesome. And then we'd look it up. Can't do that. Okay, cool. So you know what? While I was in Boulder, I accumulated quite a collection of books, including several dictionaries. So I was like, aha, I'm going to grab a dictionary and I'm just going to start flipping through, and by some happenstance, I came upon that page that had this word. And as soon as I read the definition of Thoriaca, I was like, oh, that's it. I brought it to the guys and like, we immediately voted on it and that was it. So in the dictionary that I used, it defines Thoriaca as an ancient antidote for the bite of venomous creatures, especially snakes. And I think they say especially snakes and scorpions. That's made from around 60 to 70 different drugs that were pulverized and mixed with honey. Now, what I'm assuming, since this is an old word, exactly, it comes from medieval times. And so what I'm thinking is, and Matt and I have had this discussion too, we think that since the original route of medicine was to take a bunch of herbs and throw them together and use those, that's technically what like I was saying, the pronunciation of the base word is slightly different. It's called a theriac. So a theriac is essentially that, several herbs mixed together and boom, you mix it with honey to help it go down. Cause I'm sure if you throw a bunch of leaves together in a mortar and pestle, it's not going to taste very
good.
And so what we're thinking is like, at the time they knew, hey, this worked for that. This probably works for this. So they just kind of took it all together, mashed it all up, mixed it with the honey, and that was your Thoriaca. And so we looked at that word, we thought, yes, let's go with that. And then we can start building a brand around that. And that's where the logo idea came from, which is a bee. Brennan actually drew the original drawing. And then we had one of Nate's buddies, who does graphic design, he translated it to a digital version of it. And so that is, if you have seen our symbol, it's a bee. And we're going to try to, you know, continue with this save the bees kind of thing. You know, bees are super important to the entire ecosystem of the planet. So it's definitely an important thing. We're trying to draw attention to all of these important things, you know, at the same time as playing shows, writing songs that people hopefully like. And So yeah, Theriaca, Drugs and Honey. That's in our debut song too. Souvenirs. Yeah, there it is. There's the B right there. Very cool. We were so happy when we got that design back, and the lettering, the font that we used there. I spent quite a few hours on this font site where you can download new fonts, and I found that, and it's actually, I think it's called Apothecary. So it worked out perfectly.
So it just interlinks with everything.
It worked out so well. So yeah, we're happy with the name, and thank you for pronouncing it correctly too. It's it gets confusing because, like I said, the base word is Theriac, and so a lot of people want to say Theriaca. And I actually, before the show, I was looking online, and there is a website that pronounces it incorrectly. But if you go to the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition on your phone or laptop or anything, they actually say it Theriaca. But you know what? I'm not going to, it's fine. Theriaca, however you want to say that, as long as it's like, somebody at our show on Friday said it perfectly. It's like Metallica, where you emphasize that second syllable, Theriaca. And so that'll help everybody with the pronunciation. Anyway, sorry.
I took my son on a history lesson of music last night. That's where we went.
Nice.
Because somebody, who was I listening to? Oh, the Low Life Drifters, who are a local rockabilly band. Oh, nice. They just released a single today called Chasing the Devil, and if I remember, I'll play it on this episode. But in that song, it says the ghost of Robert Johnson chills my spine, and my son looked at me and goes, "What?" And I was like, "Oh, time for you to learn who Robert Johnson is." Which coincidentally is a question I ask, so we're gonna go right into that now. Look at that segue.
Because I don't know who that is, or I feel like I should.
As soon as I ask the question, you'll know. So Robert Johnson was a blues guitarist who was not very good and kept trying to sneak up on stage and play, and they started kicking him out of places. And he went away for about a year, and he came back and was a phenomenal guitarist. And the myth is that he met the devil at the crossroads and sold his soul to be able to play the guitar. So my question for you is, if you were standing at that corner waiting for the devil to arrive, what would you sell your soul for musically? And just to let you off easy, you don't really have to sell your soul. Just what do you want?
Wow, that's a tough one. I don't think I've ever thought of that. What would I would say, I know this is not music related, and this is going to see, hopefully this doesn't go on a wild tangent, but I think I would do that for the human species moving away from a monetary based economic model. I know it sounds, there's a lot involved, and there would be a lot to unpack there, but I think that would be the best thing for this entire planet. So if it meant my soul for the future of humanity, then so be it.
Now, are you talking like digital, or are you talking like bartering again?
No bartering. It'd be moving forward. Bartering would be going backward. We could use, we could base the economic model on resources, a resource-based economy. It's something that I had done a lot of research when the band originally had moved to LA, and then most of the guys had moved back because it was, that's another story. But, I spent a lot of time on YouTube, and I discovered a guy named Jacques Fresco who had, basically, it was the brainchild of Jacques Fresco over the previous 75 years. And I watched, honestly, thousands of videos, read a lot of his material, and it just makes sense. I don't really talk about it a lot with people because this system that we currently live in kind of forces us all to not care about moving outside of this system. Everything has to be framed within this system. We can't even think of anything outside of the context of a monetary market system of like, okay, the next question would be like, well, what do people do for work if you automate everything? Well, that's a system that creeps in your thoughts in ways that you don't even understand. And it's like, that's your first reaction instead of thinking, is there actually a better way, a more efficient way? Is this system even efficient at like producing goods and distributing those goods, or does it produce waste efficiently? And so the idea would be to like reduce waste on a global scale, recycle as much as possible, automate as many jobs as quickly as possible, and free humans for pursuit of self-betterment. And there are a plethora of ways that that can be done. So trust me, I could go on for days about this system alone, but don't worry, I won't sidetrack from the music, because music is essentially the common denominator, and like art and music are important on a global scale, and they have been for thousands of years of human society. So, and I think music is one of those things that music and food, those two things transcend culture, religion, you know, all of these facets of human society. They transcend them all to bring us all together. And that's why I think it's such a cathartic experience for a lot of people to go to concerts, or in my case, definitely to be on stage. There's nothing like being on stage for me. That's my happy place. I kind of come out of my reclusive shell when I'm either talking about music or in the thick of it on stage. That is all I want to do in life, is play music for people, because I know what good it can do, and it does a lot of good for me and my bandmates. They love it too. I think we have a good thing going. So,
well, let's take a kind of sticking with the history and past and future. Mm-hmm. Let's say that you guys are packing up at the end of a gig, and as you're walking back to your van, bus, whatever your car, you walk past the DeLorean, and its door is open, and there's a flux capacitor there.
Oh my!
And you can't help yourself, right? Because you can take it and bring it back at the exact same time. Nobody knows you took it. So, true. Where are you going in time, and what band are you going to hang out with when you do it?
Whew. You know, that's an awesome question. That's an awesome question. I think, you know, a lot of people would want to go back in time, backward, maybe to meet somebody like Mozart or Beethoven or Bach or any of those classics, amazing people. I honestly think I would want to go, as weird as this sounds, I would want to go 1,000 years into the future to see what music evolves into, to see what we're up to on this planet, if we're still here.
You just gave me another segue.
But yeah, I think that would be interesting, because it's fun watching movie interpretations of what the future would hold in terms of music, because you get all this little weird stuff that you'll get. You're like, is that really what it's going to be? And then some movies just straight up do house music. You know, you just keep it going. At least house music's in the future 1,000 years. So I don't know. I would like to see what metal and rock evolve into in even 100 years. You know, that would be, even 100 years would be awesome. But 1,000 years, I think, would be, think about 1,000 years ago where we were. Now think about 1,000 years in the future from where we're at right now with everything we've got going. I think that would be incredible, is to see what the future holds of music. I don't know what band it would be, because who knows?
All right. So here's the segue that you led me perfectly into. So let's say an apocalyptic event happens and wipes out almost all of the people on Earth. And there's a handful of people left, and those people have to repopulate the Earth. Which one song from your band, because only one song survives from every band, is going to help them repopulate the Earth? You may read into that however you wish.
Let's see. I think I'll go, I mean, all but two of our newest songs are unreleased. So, now this song, you know what? I got it. It's going to be our next release, our third release, the third song that we recorded in the studio, because I actually talk in that song lyrically. The song is about essentially what colonialism did to this planet. It's called Embrace. And even the I'm thinking through the first verse and second verse would perfectly sum up what we had done on this planet to like pillage new cultures that were deemed different and unworthy according to whatever.
Colonialism. I'm going to break this down to how I used to teach when I taught social studies. It's the three G's. It was glory, God, and gold. That was the whole purpose.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
And if you got in the way, they killed you.
Yep, you were gone. There was no dissent allowed. And that's what you get. Like lyrically, if you don't mind, I'll just go through like the first verse of that just so you can hear what I say. In that first verse, it says, dig them up and rearrange the pieces of the earth just to call them our own. Rivers flow with blood of the ones who used to call this sacred land their home. So those first two lines right there, there's so much packed into those two lines alone. I mean, what was the point of colonialism? To dig up things, rearrange them into other things, and sell them as trinkets back to the people whose land was pillaged. That was the idea, is to basically spread the beginning phases of what we call capitalism, which died in 2008, if nobody knew that. But but yeah, and it goes on like, now their visions lost focus from staring at the sun, forcing their allegiance at the end of a gun. I'm jumping a little head forward in time with the gun reference, but same thing as what happened here in America. So yeah, the song goes on, and I can't wait to release it. There's a little teaser of it. It's not out yet, so just keep an ear out for that one. It's going to be coming out in less than a month. I got to get it up on DistroKid and then set the release date, but I'm thinking probably May 5th or 10th, probably the 10th though, just so it has enough time to get distributed to all the online stores. But it's actually a song in which I attempt for the first time in my vocalist past to scream. And I'm 35, and it took me until I was 34 to learn how to false chord scream. And I'm still learning. There's a lot. You have to exercise a lot so that you don't like destroy your voice. But interestingly, I made it through university in Colorado and through three semesters of Spanish without understanding how to roll my tongue. And now I can do it as of last year. So again, two achievements that I made when I was 34, I can false chord scream, and then I can now do that. And it took me so long to figure that one out. That's a weird one. If you don't know how to roll your tongue, people sitting there trying to explain it, like me asking all the Spanish professors, what is going on? If you explain this to me, I think I can figure it out. No matter what, it just didn't make sense. So it just took me every day, every time I took a shower, just humming and what's going on? What is that? And then finally one day I was like, did I just do it?
Before we get off on another tangent, let's talk about the song Souvenirs.
Yes.
This is like your MTV moment. You might be old enough to actually remember when MTV played music.
Absolutely. Yep.
So they used to have that show called Storytellers where, you know, the musicians talked about their song.
Yes.
So this is that moment for you. Tell us about Souvenirs.
Souvenirs began as an idea not long after I had moved to Boulder, actually. I took my guitars and everything. I knew I would still be heavily interested in music. And so I figured I'd need it there. And so I started setting up my phone to record little diddlies that I was coming up with, little riffs here and there. And one of them happened to have the very first line of this song and the guitar riff too. Clutch your souvenirs, but they won't erase all the damage you've done. And then I had the very next line, out of lies manifests fear. That's all I had for like 5 years. Cause I started this back in like 2016. I looked at the date on the video. So I had that, and I had that intro riff. I just didn't know where to go from there. And so fast forward to 2021, when we're like getting together and practicing, and we brought in Brennan as another guitarist, and we started really sitting down thinking about what direction we want to go musically, lyrically. You know, what is our sound? Is it going to be like we were in For What It's Worth? Is it going to be like that sort of, or are we going to try to go in a little harder metal direction? And so I found this video and I was like, hey, you know, let's try to work on this. And that turned into me just sitting down and hammering out one night the rest of the lyrics. I had the basic idea for all the lyrics there. I continued the story and I was like, once we like got together and tried to jam it out, the lyrics just like popped into my head, wrote them out. And we finished that song, I think in probably just one practice. We had it done. That's usually how we can write things.
Now, here's the key to this. Did the band name come first or did the song come first?
I want to say that song actually was around the same exact time. It was in the same week. I'm pretty sure we did all that in the same week, finalizing that song, because you know what? We probably chose the name first, and then that influenced me writing the rest of the lyric in the chorus. I think we had the basis of that. I switched around the lyrics in the chorus to match with, oh, I got it perfectly. Let's use "All the wounds I have will never heal without drugs and honey." And everybody was like, yes, let's do that. Let's try it. And we tried it and finalized that song. So it was all, I believe, within the week of choosing the name and finalizing that song. But we did have the basis. I had the basis since like 2016. And so the song anyway is about overcoming addiction. If you like look through the lyrics, you'll see that it's kind of veiled in the wording that I'm using here, but it essentially tells, it jumps perspective, especially in the chorus, between actually the person who is trying to overcome the addiction and the drugs themselves that are talking to them. So the chorus, it says, take a second and I'll face your fears, hold my breath until they disappear. That's actually written from the perspective of the drugs. And then it goes, and then it switches to the perspective of the addicted person, where they're saying, well, you know what, here's the case. All the wounds I have will never heal without drugs and honey. And so it's like this battle between the drugs and the person that's addicted. And you see at the end, because there's a pre-chorus part that says, for the first two times, it says, close your eyes and feed this disease. Well, that's the idea behind getting messed up on those kind of drugs, is you're going to close your eyes and you've just fed that disease that you have of addiction. But the very last time, right at the end of the song, it says, open your eyes and see this disease, because that is the very first step in overcoming that addiction, is understanding that you have that problem. You have to admit that to yourself before you can go and seek help. If you're from the Ohio Valley or anywhere in this tri-state area, especially, over the past 20, 25 years, you've definitely bore witness to the devastation that the opiate crisis has played, and heroin. It's very bad in this area. And it's actually had a light shined upon it across this country, because people across the country have seen, they've dealt with it. If you live in this country, you know somebody, or you have somebody in your family that unfortunately is going through addiction. It's as simple as that. That's how prevalent this is. And so I felt it was extremely important to keep shining a light on this story. And that's where the idea for the music video came, which there is a music video available on YouTube for it. And I wrote the script. It changed while we were filming. It changed slightly, but that's what happens when you have a script and you're filming things on the fly, they change situationally. But the video kind of shows this guy sitting, you know, he has his family there, and one by one, they start disappearing. And by the end of the song, he's just left there by himself at the kitchen table eating. And he realizes that, man, this is it. So he gets up and he grabs the pills and throws them. And like, that's how the video essentially ends, but it leaves you. The idea behind that is at the end of that video, you should probably be asking yourself, was that family even real? Or was this a drug-induced hallucination that he was going through that he finally at the end realized, I can't keep doing this anymore. I can't keep doing this. I gotta move on. So we're very proud of how that came out. We filmed it ourselves because Matt in the band, he's a bass player. He owns a media production company. And so we already had all the
equipment. You can go ahead and drop that name.
Yeah. So Matt Huggins, he is the owner of HGB Media. And I believe it's hgbmedia.com. You can check out his portfolio there. You can book him there. And definitely check out the video on YouTube and you'll see the work that we did together. And
I will embed it in the show notes for those of you that are listening. So you can find it on buildtheseam.com.
Sweet.
As well. All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a moment. We're going to listen to Souvenirs by Thoraika and we will be right back.
Clutch your souvenirs, but they won't erase all the damage you've done. Out of lies manifest fear, words like ammunition from the barrel of a gun. When all the king's horses and all the king's men can never make you whole again, never make you whole again. Close your eyes and breathe this disease. Take a second and I'll face your fears. Hold my breath until they disappear. All the wounds I have will never heal without drugs and honey. Drugs and honey. Scars reveal the secrets of
heard Souvenirs by Thoraika. With me tonight is Kyle from that band. You know what we didn't do? You've mentioned names, but we haven't really put it all together. Why don't you go ahead and mention who all is in the band and what part they play in the band?
Absolutely. So we have Nate Kepner. He's on guitar and he'll be doing backup vocals in the future. We don't have any recorded, but he's got a great voice and I can't wait to get it on more songs. We've got Matt Huggins on bass. And again, he did the video for us. And, we got Bryce Barrett on the drums. We have a new member, Brennan Davies. He's on guitar and backup vocals. And, there's me. I am vocals. I do play guitar. I'm writing, part of writing every song and I'm writing the lyrics. So,
okay. So This is the official Build to Sing question. I ask it on almost every show. Who is your Dave Grohl? And what I mean by that is what band or artist you want to go up on stage with and play one of their originals?
Oh, one of their originals. Wow, that's a tough one. Who would I like to play an original of? Like, real quick, just to clarify, are we as a band doing the cover of the song?
You personally are going to go up on stage. Like, the Foo Fighters were known for bringing people out of the crowd to play with them.
I see.
That scenario.
For me personally, Tremonti. Mark Tremonti's band, Tremonti. He's also in Alter Bridge, if you know who that is. Alter Bridge is like one of the most awesome bands. They just went in the studio for their 7th album, so that'll be dropping this year, I think. I can't wait for that. But Mark Tremonti is my biggest inspiration for songwriting, for sure. And one of the main reasons that I'm even sitting right here right now doing this and wanting to continue with music as my life, because that man is an inspiration. I met him too in 2020, right before everything shut down. There was an Alter Bridge show in Denver, and I paid for the VIP pass. He does guitar clinics and songwriting clinics on his tours when he goes, and so I paid for that and got to sit in a room with about 15 people with my guitar, his guitar, for like an hour and a half, and he just taught us how to riff better. And yeah, dude's an inspiration. And if he asked me to come on stage, I think I would die. But that would be awesome. So yeah, definitely Tremonti for me personally. So I don't know what song, because he has like so many great songs. I have no idea which one I would.
So he was also in Creed, for anyone that
correct
goes back that long. Yes. So I was trying to put it together. I'm like, I know that name. And then I'm like, I definitely know Alter Bridge. I'm like, who sings for Alter Bridge?
Miles Kennedy.
I thought so. Like Miles Kennedy and the
conspirators who go on tour with Slash. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's what I thought. Came off a tour. Yeah, they just came off a tour with a new band that I discovered through them, a new a female band called Plush. Great band, great vibes, awesome stuff. So yeah, like there's a lot of cool stuff that comes out of those guys. And Miles is another great.
Yeah.
He's got one of the best voices on the planet, hands down. One of the best ever. Their live performance of their song Words Darker Than Their Wings at the Royal Albert Hall is, in my opinion, the greatest live performance of any song of all time. Even better, I know, just nudging out Queen's Live Aid. Okay, just nudging it out. It's right there. I know it's tough. I had to watch them back to back a couple times, but there's just something about that performance, and I think what it has to do with is that they had a whole orchestra behind them during that performance, and I think that's just what set it to the next level. Incredible. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. Words Darker Than Their Wings by Alter Bridge live performance. If you didn't know them or didn't like them before, you should after that song. So, yeah.
This is a new question to the PA Rock Show. Back in November, I did a photo shoot for a band from Michigan, and they were all excited because the venue got them Vicelli's Pizza,
Vicelli's, yeah.
Right. It's good. Yeah, but, it's decent. But my comment to them was, you know, that's kind of like a corporate pizza shop in this area. Yeah. There's some mom and pop places around. I was like, before you leave the state, you should stop and get something like that. So my question to you is, as a musician, what is the best pizza you've eaten because you were a musician? So either a venue bought it for you, or you're on a way to a show, or on your way home from a show. You can't say Sheetz.
No, I wouldn't say Sheetz. Sorry, Sheetz. I love most of your stuff. I don't enjoy your pizza.
I honestly have never tried their pizza, but I have eaten a lot of Sheetz.
but yeah, Sheetz is awesome. I would say, now this is probably going to go way back to our Fusion For What It's Worth days, because there is a so Ohio Valley style pizza, and it again, my opinion, but it's the opinion of a lot of people. Best pizza on the planet. I know that's a bold statement. I know, but I think it is, and it all originated with DiCarlo's back in the 40s. DiCarlo's Pizza, and so they have just this amazing way of doing their pizza where I believe it's a double bake. They bake it a little bit first. They bring it out of the oven, throw a little bit of sauce on it, throw it back in to finish the bake. And then when they take it out that second time, they'll throw cold mozz and cold pepperoni on it to serve it. And if you eat it just like that right there, it is honestly, there are no words to describe how amazing it is. And it's not the only pizza shop that does it. They're just the original, because there's DiCarlo's. There used to be like Giannamore's. There's down in Martins Ferry, Ohio, there's one. Oh, what is it? It starts with a Z, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sorry that I can't remember the name of that one, because I never used to hang out much in Martins Ferry, my bad. But DiCarlo's, if you're ever in the tri-state area of like Ohio, West Virginia, I don't know if they're in EPA, but there's one in Weirton, there's one in Wheeling, and there are several in Steubenville, and there's a couple between there. Definitely check that out, because we used to get that all the time. Sometimes before, but sometimes, actually, no, they wouldn't be open late, so not after, but
so yeah, me Google.
That's my favorite pizza. Yeah, so, DiCarlo's is awesome.
So there's one in Pittsburgh on Banksville Road called Beto's.
All Beto's is similar, yeah, but it's not. They have a different sauce. They have a different. They serve it the same way, if I'm not mistaken. But the sauce is what sets. What I think the sauce and the specific way that they do their dough at DiCarlo's, I think, is what sets it apart. And you know, everywhere you go, as I'm sure you've heard it, everywhere you go around, not just the country but around the world, different water sources will give you different doughs.
Yes.
It's very important. So there's just something about the Ohio Valley water that you'll get. We have a lot of fresh water here. That's one of the reasons that we like living here. It definitely is not the weather.
No. I drove through a whiteout yesterday.
April. I know. It's wild. I was driving. I'm like, is this snow? Is this really happening right now? What? Why? Can we just move on already from the snow?
Real quick, Eric says Wintersville, Ohio, DiCarlo's.
Yep. Oh, there's one. There's Wintersville, Steubenville, Wintersville. Sorry, I consider it all kind of like the same area, because it was all of our stomping grounds there growing up and everything. Also in Wintersville, just so you know, there's another pizza shop that's a different. It's not the square style. It's a regular pie style called Di Felice. That is also like Di Felice and DiCarlo's are two of the best. They're my favorites. So definitely try both of those if you get a chance. If you ever, for some reason, find yourself in Wintersville, Ohio.
I actually have a friend who lives there. So
nice. Well, next time you're there.
I haven't visited them. I may have to now.
Definitely. We'll definitely get either of those or both. I don't know. You can do a comparison.
So let's say that you guys go out on a major tour and for some reason you hire me to drive your bus.
Hey,
don't do that. but let's say that's happening. And what is the soundtrack in between show stops going to be? So what are we going to listen to?
So it's going to be a wild mix of mostly hard rock and metal, but we're definitely going to throw in some things to throw you off. I don't know. My mix, I just added to it the other day because I drive rideshare and I just subject everybody to whatever is in my playlist. And sorry y'all, when you ask me for an aux surf, my answer is always going to be no, because we're just going to listen to what I have here. Sorry, I'm driving. I'm not trying to mess with all that. But I actually just spent like an hour and a half yesterday before going out to drive. I added a bunch of the old songs that I used to listen to, like a lot of Steve Miller Band. I added some Led Zeppelin. I added some CCR. I added a Foghat song. I added Buffalo Springfield song. I added several old songs from the 70s and everything, and a little bit of Beatles too, 60s and 70s. But I also have new new bands like Memphis Mayfire that I really love, and Dayseeker is one of my favorite new bands out there. Dayseeker, Spirit Box. You'll hear also like turn of the millennium music like Mudvayne, Slipknot, you know, those kind of Sum 41, stuff like that. I'm going all over the place because this is literally like when I'm thinking of adding songs, that's where my mind goes. I just jump from all different things. So you'll hear everything from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Actually, for me, not so much 80s, few here and there, but definitely 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and for sure 2020s stuff. So you'll hear across the spectrum there. So yeah, wild ride.
If I was ride sharing with you, you might have trouble getting me out of the car. Can't you just take me to your next stop?
I know, right? There's a lot of people. It's cool because like we're in Pittsburgh, and so I'm driving a lot of different people around, and every once in a while there'll be some of those songs from history that are just so catchy that everybody knows them. One that I've heard a lot of people humming along with and singing along with is actually Green Day's Boulevard of Broken Dreams. You don't understand how many people know that song until you start playing it and hearing everybody sing along with it. You're like, wow, yeah, that's actually a very popular song. It's also a great song. So you'll hear some Green Day too, you know? So,
so what's coming up next for Theraica?
So our next show, we have one show booked at Jurgles. That is going to be June 9th. We're opening for Saving Abel. Great band. Yeah, they're also in my mix. So you would also hear those guys along the way because like great songs.
I hesitate to ask things in case the answer is no, but is that a Dresky show?
It is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dresky. So we all have, since For What It's Worth, we were starting to book shows through Dresky, and we have a good rapport, and we want to continue that awesome relationship with you guys. And we're very happy that you think of us when it comes to opening for bands like Saving Abel, because this is really what we all want to do in life. And that's the only one that we have booked so far, but we're really hoping now that we have two singles out, we're about to have another one out. We have one full music video already. We have our debut show already played on last Friday. And so we're really in go mode now. We want to look into getting into a lot of these festivals that'll be happening for the rest of the year. We're very interested in continuing to open for a lot of national acts like Saving Abel. We'd love to any big bands like that coming through. Anybody like 10 years, those guys are awesome. I've met them too. Yeah, we just hope to get on a lot of national act opening gigs until we can hopefully be established enough to set up our own kind of tour and then go on tour. Cause this is really what we want to do. We started selling merch at that show, and we're now in like design phase. What are we going to do? We're going to do like hoodies. We want to do hats. We want to do koozies. We want to, you know, wristbands, all kinds of, what are we going to do with this awesome logo that you can see right there? We want to really build this brand and the band at the same time. It's because it's not just the band, it's a brand. And we're really trying to start something new here and keep rock and metal. There's a lot of weird sayings like, oh, people need to bring rock back. Rock really never went away. It we're getting drowned out by corporate money being dumped into other acts. And I'm not going to disparage anything because that's the moneymaker right there, which kind of full circle goes to why I think we need to start moving away from the monetary market, but not to go on that tangent again. But seriously, I mean, think about how much talent is stifled because, well, they can't even get their guitar that they want. They can't get lessons to even get better, or, you know, they got stuck in any number of situations. See, it's like, imagine how many Michelangelos, imagine how many Bachs, imagine how many Albert Einsteins are stifled in this system. We claim that it's the greatest system and it causes so much innovation, but I would argue the total opposite. I think it stifles a lot of creativity. So,
I feel like we could have a whole another show on that conversation.
Definitely. Definitely. And I am interested. So,
so lastly, and then, you and I can chat off the air. I know I threw up the Facebook address sitting down there below in the right above the band After the Fall. For those of you that are watching the video
right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. I got the pointing. Oh, that's weird. Trying to,
isn't it?
There we go. Yeah.
Facebook.com/TheRiacaOfficial TheRiacaOfficial Official. Are there any other places online that you would like to direct them to check out the band?
Yeah. So if you go to YouTube, for now you have to type in, you know, Theriaca and then Souvenirs to get the video to come up right immediately to the top. But we're slowly, with the more views it gets, we're going to be, you know, hopefully just to where you can type in Theriaca and boom, we're right at the top. The algorithms on YouTube are strange. But yeah, you can find us there. Since Facebook and Instagram are both part of Meta, that same Theriaca Official is what we have for our Instagram. And then, if you want to find some, things like that I've done on TikTok, cause I've done a couple of my own things where I would just sit with either the acoustic or the electric. And at first it was 60-second videos. Then I got 3-minute videos. Now I can post 10-minute videos. And so there's just a lot of ideas that I'll go on. A couple people have duetted me, and it's Kyle of Theriaca. So Kyle OF Theriaca. So all one word. You can find me on there. You can also find Brennan on there, Brennan of Theriaca, and also Nate of Theriaca. So we all three have those. We're going to be posting content. Like this year, we plan to do a lot of content. So definitely subscribe to that YouTube channel, because that's probably where all of it's going to be posted first. And we actually have 2 videos right now live. It's the Souvenirs video, and we have a band vlog that we did from our show on Friday. Definitely check that out.
I saw that right before we went on the air. I didn't get to watch it yet.
There's a live performance of our second single, Never Enough. The live performance, it sounds decent too, considering it came from a couple different cameras, a couple different GoPros and one of the cameras off back in the distance. But yeah, you'll get a quick little, it's the whole song. So you'll hear the whole song, but definitely keep an eye on that, cause we're going to be posting content like madmen here. So
right. Yes, I want to thank you for hanging out with me on episode 615.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool.
And
yes,
what we're going to do now is you are going to get to hear some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Kyle and I are going to go talk some more, and,
thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And when you guys hear John, the American Hilljack Lane, tell you about how to subscribe, leave comments, and all those cool things about the show, you'll know that you have reached the end. If you're on one of all those many stations that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you were here for the whole thing, hang out there. Listen to the music that comes on after the show. You might find something that you really enjoy and end up with another band to follow. And if not, keep listening, because it's out there.
Definitely.
Once again, don't forget to check Jonna from First Angel Media and I out on Saturday on xrpradio.co.uk. We will be doing our Friendly Fire show where we pit our music versus the music from XRP, which is in the United Kingdom. So they have a vast array of music that they can pull from. And, we have a chat box and there's conversations about the songs. It's really, really cool. This week is a little different because normally it's John and I versus Kat and Tiz. And this week it's going to be Kat and I versus Tiz and John. So we're mixing it. It's all blind this time. You know, we use a wheel of names to figure out who goes against who. So we're bringing 3 songs each, I believe. And randomly pairing them, and then the chat box gets to choose who wins that round. And that's how that show works. I'm not sure who I'm playing yet. I would love to announce it now, but watch for tags. That said, this is episode 615. We'll see you next Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.